Scene 3. Fragile Climate versus Fragile Economy. From the movie, The Day After Tomorrow.
气候与经济谁更脆弱？选自电影《后天》。
What we have found locked in these ice cores is evidence of a cataclysmic climate shift which occurred around 10,000 years ago. The concentration of these natural greenhouse gases in the ice cores indicates that runaway warming pushed the planet into an ice age which lasted 2 centuries.
I'm confused. I thought you were talking about global warming, not an ice age.
Yes, it is a paradox, but global warming can trigger a cooling trend. Let me explain. The northern hemisphere owes its temperate climate to the North Atlantic Current. Heat from the sun arrives at the equator and is carried north by the ocean. But global warming is melting the polar ice caps and disrupting this flow. Eventually, it will shut down. And when that occurs, there goes our warm climate.
Excuse me. When do you think this could happen, Professor? When?
I don't know. Maybe in 100 years, maybe in 1,000. But what I do know is that if we do not act soon, it is our children and our grandchildren who will have to pay the price.
And who's going to pay the price of the Kyoto Accord? It will cost the world's economy hundreds of billions of dollars.
With all due respect, Mr. Vice President, the cost of doing nothing could be even higher. Our climate is fragile. At the rate we're burning fossil fuels and polluting the environment, the ice caps will soon disappear.
Professor Hall, our economy is every bit as fragile as the environment. Perhaps you should keep that in mind before making sensationalist claims.
Well, the last chunk of ice that broke off was about the size of the state of Rhode Island. Some people might call that pretty sensational.
Smart sentences. 1. It is a paradox.
这听上去自相矛盾。
Paradox means a situation or statement which seems impossible or is difficult to understand because it contains two opposite facts or characteristics.
一种看似不可能或者难以理解的情况或陈述，因为它同时包含了对立的两个方面。例如
It is a paradox.But this old and ugly building became beautiful to us. 2. Pay the price.
付出代价
means to experience the bad results of something you have done.
只承受你所做的事情的不良后果。例如
If you abuse your body now, you'll pay the price when you're older. 3.With all due respect,
恕我直言
used to disagree politely with someone whose status is higher than the speaker.
在对方地位高于说话者的时候，用来礼貌地提出异议。例如
With all due respect, I think there are some facts you have not considered. 4. Our economy is every bit as fragile as the environment.
我们的经济同环境一样脆弱。
Every bit as means equally as.
相当于与什么一样。例如
The understudies are every bit as good as the regulars. 5. Sensationalist claims.
骇人听闻的言论。
Sensationalist claim means news reports and articles.That are intended to excite or shock people rather than be serious.
骇人听闻的报道或文章，例如
Jack's comment is just a sensationalist claim that ultimately made him sound like a fool. Notes 1. Cataclysmic
大变动的
2. Trigger
引发、引起、触发。
3. Hemisphere
半球。
4. Current
水流。
5. Equator
赤道。
6. Ice cap
冰帽。
7. Fossil
化石的。
8. Chunk
大块。
No more. The ozone layer.
臭氧层。
15 to 30 miles above the Earth lies the stratosphere, a broad band of gases, and one of these gases is ozone. It's only a small part of the stratosphere, but very important because it prevents too many of the sun's ultraviolet rays from reaching us. Too many ultraviolet rays can give us skin cancer and destroy plankton, an important microscopic life in the sea. In the 1980s,It was discovered that holes were appearing in the ozone layer above the Antarctic and Arctic. CFCs, chlorofluorocarbons, gases used in the manufacture of aerosols and refrigerators, are believed to be responsible for destroying the ozone layer. Ideas to help.
环保建议
1. Don't buy aerosols containing CFCs. Actually,It's not a good idea to buy any aerosols. Even ozone-friendly aerosols may contain harmful chemicals, and spray cans are difficult to dispose of. They cannot be recycled. Pump-action sprays are a much better alternative. 2. A lot of packaging, e.g. fast food cartons, are polystyrene blown with CFCs. Try to avoid items packed with this polystyrene. 3.If you know of anyone getting rid of an old fridge, tell them that the CFCs can be drained out and recycled. Contact the local council and they will dispose of the refrigerator safely. New fridges can be bought with less CFCs in them.